This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump invoked an 18th century wartime act to deport hundreds of migrants, mostly from Venezuela to El Salvador, alleging they were gang members. Now a federal judge wants answers and is not getting them.
Judge James Boasberg calling on the Trump administration to provide specifics about the deportation flights after the White House ignored his directive to turn the planes around and return the migrants to the United States. Judge Boasberg says the Trump administration has evaded its obligations to prove they did not defy his order by sending two planes of Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador, adding the administration provided woefully insufficient information.
ABC's Melissa Adan. President Trump taking aim at the Department of Education. He signed an executive order to dramatically scale down the agency. A federal judge blocking Elon Musk and his team from accessing Social Security records containing the sensitive and private information of millions of Americans. This is ABC News. New details on that Delta flight that crashed in Toronto last month.
The Transportation Safety Board of Canada saying the plane was going very fast, triggering a so-called sink rate alert, warning the pilots of a dangerous descent. The preliminary report saying part of the right main landing gear fractured and the landing gear folded into the retracted position. The right wing struck the ground and broke off. Fuel spilled out of the wing and ignited.
Tesla, that's ABC's Gio Benitez. Tesla ramping up security at their dealerships after a number of cars were targeted, with Attorney General Pam Bondi vowing the full force of the law will come down on those vandals. Reigning NBA champs, the Boston Celtics, have been sold. Private equity mogul William Chisholm leading the agreement to purchase a team for a record check, this $6.1 billion. That's the largest price tag for a U.S. professional sports team ever. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Earl Ingram.
Do you live your life in fear, man? Republicans continue to lead people to believe the boogeyman's coming to get you. It's those immigrants. It's people of color. They're coming to get your babies. Never mind, you live in River Hills, where there's very little crime, if any. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. And yet, people buy into that foolishness.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face Brigham Young on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. Smart with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season one was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season two of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, increasing clouds and gusty south winds as temperatures drop to the mid and upper 20s. Friday, we'll see plenty of clouds around. Gusty winds out of the south will eventually turn to the west. Some rain chances too, with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 31.
Earl Ingram.
Eager to stay updated on the latest happenings around you? Join me and my guest host, Sandy Williams, tomorrow as we dive into this week's events.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Mark Demenstein, the president of the American Postal Workers Union, APWU, representing more than 200,000 employees of the U.S. Postal Service and approximately 1,500 employees in the private sector mailing industry. Their website, APWU.org, of course, and APWU on Blue Sky. And Mark, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we spoke. What's the latest in the Musk-Trump war against the U.S. Postal Service and Louis DeJoy as well?
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Tom. It's good to see you again, and greeting to all of your good listeners.
Thank you.
Well, what's going on, in, at least in the mile-high view, is the privatizer, the billionaire privatizers are hard at work. We knew from the first Trump term that he had advocated openly breaking up, selling off, and privatizing the Postal Service, i.e. turning it over to private corporations for private profit, not focused on service, which the public commons and the public good does, our national treasure called the United States Postal Service. And then you add to the ingredient the Elon Musk and the Muskrats of the world, Howard Lutnick, the billionaire commerce secretary, Wells Fargo, who's now saying, hey, if it's privatized, what a great opportunity for our investors. And what we really have is an ongoing struggle that's coming to a head between the interest and the needs of Wall Street versus the interest and the needs of the people of the country. So it's a struggle of whether it's going to be a few investors and a few shareholders who laugh all the way to the bank, making a profit off what used to be a public postal service that's here to serve everybody, turning it into a private sector, private profit model where they'll only deliver mail and packages where they can make their money, or whether it's going to stay belonging to the people, serving the real shareholders of the postal system, each and every one of us. So that's the broad stroke view. And it's a serious battle. We've been out here in the country, all over the country today, on March 20th, alerting the public to the threat that this is your post office and it really is under threat. And privatization would mean higher prices, closing post offices, less service, and less decent living union wages for workers, which build strong communities along the way. So we're alerting the public to the threat. We're asking them to get involved. And the battle's on. But we think with the people that this battle can certainly and will be won.
I get it. So let's game this out here, Mark, how this might play out. Let's say that Louis DeJoy, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump succeed in decapitating the post office and gutting it and doing what he's doing to the Department of Education today. Basically, you know, we're just, it's no longer what you thought it was. It is now owned by, let's say, FedEx, which is not unionized. So, you know, number one, the first thing that would happen, I would assume, would be that the pay of all the workers would drop and all the pensions would go away. Number two, I'm guessing that what would happen is that instead of stamps costing what they cost right now, the cost of a stamp would go up by probably 20%, because that would represent the corporate overhead necessary to pay for the CEO's multimillion dollar salaries and for the dividends to the shareholders, to the investors. Number three, I'm guessing that in remote places where it's more expensive to deliver the mail, you're going to see a two or three or five tiered postal cost system, sort of like right now. If you want to send a letter internationally, it costs, you know, several dollars, as opposed to sending a letter domestically, it costs several cents, or, you know, I forget what the price is of a stamp these days. But so what am I missing? A, what do you think of my analysis of how it would play out? And B, what am I missing?
I think your analysis is good, but let me back up a second. I don't think that you and I and we should put the PMG, DeJoy, and Musk and Trump in the same bucket. The PMG's been there 5 years. He inherited a post office in trouble. We haven't agreed with everything he's done, for sure. But he also has not proved to be a privatizer. So I think that he believes in his actions so far that the independent character of the post office, what Congress set up in 1970, free from political interference, that independent character has to be defended. So I'd like to approach this. It's not about
the PMG. That's good news. But hasn't Trump come out and said he wants to replace Louis DeJoy?
Right, which I think backs up what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Trump has seen something that maybe you and I might like about what's going on in the postal world, and he doesn't. But in terms of your analysis, I think you're right on with maybe one addition. I think prices will go up far more than 20%. In Great Britain, where Royal Mail was privatized, it costs about $2 to mail a first-class letter. And Great Britain is a much smaller entity geographically than the United States. We can still send, and, you know, they talk about efficiency of DOGE and all that. We're so efficient. There needs to be improvement in service, but we're so efficient that we can mail a letter for 73 cents from where I live in Washington, D.C., to Los Angeles or Dallas or New York or Miami. Kind of incredible. And that's because it's public. And the reason I say I think it would rise more than 20% as well is Wells Fargo, feeling with all the discussion that's going on now, wow, maybe this is going to be privatized. They put out a paper on February 27th that talked about what great investment opportunities it would be for their investors. And they're one of the big four banks and investment firms. What a great opportunity it would be. And they single out parcels. So they're talking about either all privatization or partial privatization. And they say that all reform, because they're feeding off the comments of Trump and Musk and Lutnick, these billionaires who are hollowing out government and hollowing out services to the people of the country. So what does Wells Fargo say? That all roads of postal reform lead to better parcel pricing. Better parcel pricing for you and me, Tom, and all your listeners is affordable parcel rates, especially in this time of e-commerce. Better parcel rates for Wells Fargo is how to raise prices and then invest in the private parcel companies like UPS, FedEx, DHL, and so on. And they actually say that postal service parcel rates are 25 to 60% less now than FedEx, right in their report. Mm-hmm. And they also say that if the parcels were separated out from the mail, it's one integrated system now. They want to separate it out for their own private gains, that they would expect parcel rates to rise between 30 and 140%. Whoa. And they're gleeful. They're gleeful about that, and they put it right into writing. So it's actually good to have what they're thinking and what they're planning. But that's why we frame this as Wall Street versus Main Street.
Yeah, I totally get it. Which, by the way, for people just tuning in, we're talking with Mark Demenstein, who is the president of the American Postal Workers Union, representing more than 200,000 employees at the U.S. Postal Service and approximately 1,500 employees in the private sector mailing industry. APWU.org is the website, and on Blue Sky. Mark, what can those of us who are customers of the Postal Service, I just got some stamps in the mail yesterday. I just, you know, went online and bought some more stamps. Yeah. What can those of us who use the Postal Service do? How can we make our voices heard? What's the most effective way to push back on this?
Well, I think we have to let Congress know how we feel all over the country, from urban to rural and rural to urban and everything in between. That while our communication habits may be changing as individuals and as a people, that the public postal service is a vital small-d democratic right that we want to defend. We're also the low-cost anchor of, as I was talking about earlier, of the entire package mailing industry. So letting your congressional reps know that this mail is important for you. Maybe I'm now dealing more with packages than letters, but maybe I'm one that pays my bills online. We vote by mail. Veterans get medicines through the VA by mail. We exchange information by mail. We engage in financial transactions. Small business people engaging in e-commerce probably could not be in business in many cases without the public postal service. So we're asking everybody to contact their reps. No to postal privatization. There is a House bill. I'm sorry, it's a House resolution. So it's not binding, but there's a House resolution in the House of Representatives, Resolution 70, that says no to postal privatization. You could certainly ask your congressional reps on the House and Senate side to weigh in on that. If you go to our website that you've announced, Tom, apw.org, if you do /action, it brings you to an action page of many things that we're asking the public to do. And spread the word with everybody. Part of what we're doing today is to let people know. I tell people we're like the Midnight Riders of Paul Revere. The British are coming. We're here with a message that the privatizers are coming. And they're serious. They want to laugh all the way to their bank. Elon Musk was at J.P. Morgan, another example of Wall Street. He was at J.P. Morgan a week or two ago and said, I'm for privatize. This is Musk, not Dimenstein or Hartman, right? I'm for privatizing everything. And then he singled out Amtrak and the United States Postal Service. The reason he's for advertising I fumbled on my words there. The reason why he's for privatizing everything is that's how he makes his billions. Mm-hmm. There's 38 billion known contracts with Elon Musk, and there's a whole lot more that aren't known because they're military defense and they're secret. That's what they want. And that's really what DOGE is about. It's not about government efficiency. It's how to move things from the public sector to the private sector where they can make a quick buck. So if you go to apw.org/action, there's a whole lot of things people can do. Send us videos. If you're a customer out there and love the Postal Service, send us a video so we can spread the word and talk to your friends, your neighbors, your family, your community organizations, that this is indeed a real threat. If people think we're just crying wolf or, it really isn't going to happen because everybody loves a public postal service, we're trying to sound the alarm. The privatizers are coming and they're serious. But we don't think the privatizers are going to win so long as people speak up. The unions unite with the people of the country and vice versa. The workers are out there and we're saying the United States, hands off our postal service.
There you go.
It belongs to the people, not the billionaires. And the U.S. mail is not for sale. So anywhere the people listening can, and the customers can spread the word that the U.S. mail is not for sale, that'll be a great help. Again, apw.org/action.
Got it. Mark Dimenstein, the president of the American Postal Workers Union. Mark, thanks so much for dropping by. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much for having me.
My
U.S. mail is not for sale.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
U.S. mail is not for sale. Thank you. It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls after this.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mary Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Matt and Air on Air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. It's hard to be surprised anymore, but it seems like every day there's something new to worry about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Regain control with a life insurance policy found just for you by the licensed insurance agents at SelectQuote that can protect your financial legacy. Whether you need $500,000 or $50 million in coverage, SelectQuote can find you the perfect policy. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. If you ever worried about getting coverage with a pre-existing health condition, SelectQuote partners with carriers that provide policies for a variety of health conditions. Head over to selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom.
Of the union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. A fair day's wage and a voice in the fight. Together we shine, standing up for what's right. Unions begin with you, with me, with us. Together we rise, in each other we trust. When we speak as one, we break through the chains. We fight for the future, we weather the rains. Unions begin with you, it's true. We come together, there's nothing we can't do.
Welcome back, 26 minutes past the hour, or 25 minutes past the hour, excuse me. Picking up your calls here, Randy in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. It's a privilege and honor to be talking to you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for waiting so long.
You were born in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, I was born there.
Pardon me?
I was born there.
Yep, so was I. And not the congressman you mentioned, but Al Green, the soul singer, was also born here.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a great town.
Yeah, it's getting that all the time.
Yeah.
So you were talking about messaging and how we really need to get better at it. Their side has got the, you know, they're eating the dogs and the borders are open and it's just ridiculous stuff they say. And
they're
lies.
Have
too many of them.
The amazing thing is that the amazing thing, Randy, is that the Republicans have been literally telling lies and winning elections based on these lies. It's just
exactly
amazing.
And we stick with the truth, and the best we can come up with is they're just weird from, you know, Waltz and, yeah, you know, the U.S. mail's not for sale. It's not bad, but I think I came up with a good one.
Okay.
I think I got a good
one. What is
it? While I was waiting, I saw that I got the first part of it copyrighted, so I have to, and I see he's not a MAGNA guy, so maybe he'll accept it. But this, I really think it's good. It's, okay, you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Pity the fools still listening to Fox News.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Well, you know, it's got some meat to it.
Yeah,
you know,
pity the fools is an old phrase. That goes way back.
But honestly, I think Fox News and being sued for, you know, $750 million for lying about the election deserves some focus.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And Fox News, had there never been Fox News, I suspect we never would have seen Donald Trump. I mean, it's just
great.
Rupert, this right-wing billionaire from Australia has corrupted America. It's incredible.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Randy, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. 27 minutes past the hour, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with you. Attention tax accountants, tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in mere seconds? Well, you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJay.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump invoked an 18th century wartime act to deport hundreds of migrants, mostly from Venezuela, to El Salvador, alleging they were gang members. Now a federal judge wants answers and is not getting them.
Judge James Boasberg calling on the Trump administration to provide specifics about the deportation flights after the White House ignored his directive to turn the planes around and return the migrants to the United States. Judge Boasberg says the Trump administration has evaded its obligations to prove they did not defy his order by sending two planes of Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador, adding the administration provided woefully insufficient information.
ABC's Melissa Adan. President Trump taking aim at the Department of Education. He signed an executive order to dramatically scale down the agency. A federal judge blocking Elon Musk and his team from accessing Social Security records containing the sensitive and private information of millions of Americans. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Nights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports March Madness. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Krall, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face Brigham Young on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. Smart with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, increasing clouds and gusty south winds as temperatures drop to the mid and upper 20s. Friday, we'll see plenty of clouds around. Gusty winds out of the south will eventually turn to the west. Some rain chances too, with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 31.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe he should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And I think so. We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel will discuss if the Trump administration is defying court orders or just being cute. Plus, did the administration commit fraud and mass firings at the IRS? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
An 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Watch what you say, but I knew the truth don't matter anyway. First thing I did, tore the watchdogs down, said the deep state was out to take my crown. CIA, FBI, I called them a joke. The truth's just a fire, and I love the smoke. Took their reports, threw them in the bin, cause facts don't count when you know you can spend. Oh, it's good to be a king, don't need no rules. Play the strong man, treat them like fools. Break the laws, just change the game. When you're on the refs, you don't feel no shame. I made sure the courts.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Yeah, Donald Trump's song there. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
A theoretical good, what day of the week is Thursday?
Today is Thursday. Indeed it is.
I got to tell you, at first I wasn't a big fan of these AI songs that you guys put together, but I've got to tell you, she's gotten really good at the lyrics, and they've become really powerful and motivational.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Top of line songs. I think you can pick an album from this, maybe.
I've been fantasizing about doing a radio show that's just music. my old DJ day is coming back, you know. It's because we've got a music library now. I mean, it's just. So anyhow, but that's not what you call about, Pearson, right?
I know some of my family members who watch Downton Abbey over and over again because the news is too traumatic.
Yeah, really. I get it.
So your earlier conversations today made me think of, was it Senator Ed Markey? I might have my name wrong. One of the legislators who showed up at a government building not too many weeks ago with a few people. And he was refused entry by private security paid for by and hired for by Trump and or Musk.
Right.
And I'm thinking what he should have had ready. He should have been able to pick up the cell phone and 10, 20 minutes later come back with sympathetic law enforcement in overwhelming numbers, along with warrants and a group of pre-recruited citizens from across the country ready at a moment's notice to show up and back him up to overwhelm the security. Arrest them if they resist, and then proceed into the building to catch Donald Trump and Musk's illegal, unlawful guys doing stuff illegally, and arrest them and get the evidence you need to prosecute them and prevent any further leakage of people's private data.
Yeah, dream on, Pearson.
Say again?
I said dream on. You had a federal court today that said that what Musk did attacking the Institute of Peace, I think that's what you're talking about, because a congressman did show up there. I forget who it was. I believe he was one of the representatives from Virginia or Maryland, was just fine. They've given him a couple of days to reevaluate it, but I don't know if it's that they got a Trump judge or if there's some technicality.
Actually, actually, I was thinking further back than that, not something from the other day. I'm talking about many weeks ago.
Okay.
And so, and you're saying, you're correct in saying dream on, because it is a dream now. It's a fantasy. The American dream is now an American nightmare. But the time for declaring a constitutional emergency is long gone, past. The latest and the last opportunity we had was on Inauguration Day, or the day after Inauguration Day, when Joe Biden took office. He had the opportunity right then and there to declare a national emergency, a constitutional emergency, however you want to describe it, lay it out on national TV, what that means and what we need to do, and then direct the Justice Department to arrest Donald Trump, put him through the criminal justice system, and as of February of this year, Donald would have been in prison for 3 years. Think about that.
No, I'm four years, actually, and I'm with you, Pearson. I wish it had happened, and Biden and Merrick Garland dropped the ball big time. But, you know, it's water under the bridge. They, you know, we have what we have right now, and we've got to deal with it. Pearson, thanks for the call. John in Caldwell, New Jersey. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? I really appreciate you and your show.
Thank you.
I called because I came across a website that's called Project2025.observer. And I'm not sure if you've ever talked about it, but it's an actual dashboard of every Project 2025 initiative broken down by the departments in the government, along with the supporting documentation related to it that points back to the Project 2025 documents. And it talks about whether it's been complete, how much of it is in progress.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Et cetera.
Amazing. So, USAID, 100%. Department of State, 89%. White House, 88%. U.S. Wow.
So when you expand that and look down, it'll say, like, expand 29 more rows.
Right.
And you can dig into the actual different departments. But what I, you know, obviously a lot of these points I think you've covered, but, like, I never heard of, well, I wasn't sure of, like, they have two income tax brackets that they're proposing, with an average increase of $3,000 per person. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Right.
But one thing that I noticed was about real estate and mortgages, that they wanted to privatize Freddie Mae, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mae. They wanted to put restrictions on FHA mortgages, increase FHA insurance premiums, and also privatize FEMA flood insurance.
Right.
So, you know, where I live in New Jersey or in a metropolitan area, the trend is going towards they want everybody to rent so that the people or the oligarchs that own all these apartment complexes just keep charging people for rent, and there's no opportunity for people to buy homes.
Right.
And it seems like a lot of these initiatives are, you know, supporting that as well.
Oh, it's a huge business now. It's gone from being, you know, a fringe industry in 2008. In the wake of the housing crisis, the Bush crash of 2008 and early 2009, I mean, you know, creating a buying opportunity for these hedge funds, and they have jumped in with both feet. I mean, millions of American homes are now owned by these big New York investment firms.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
And more every day.
Well, I just wanted to tell you about that site. If you dig through it, it even talks about forcing everyone into Medicare Advantage.
Yep.
It talks about... It'll even say, you know, lessen regulations that promote protection of marine life. I mean,
wow.
It's all listed there. So if anybody had a doubt of what they're trying to do, all you should do is spend some time on that webpage, project2025.observer, and you could pretty much find all the information.
Brilliant. John, thank you so much for that. I appreciate
thank
the call
Tom.
And the information. Nancy in Minneapolis. Hey, Nancy, thanks for listening to KTNF.
Hey.
What's on your mind today?
Hey. So I hear your callers calling in and say, well, the Democrats need to do something, or the media needs to do something, or the military needs to do something. And I'm saying, I've played that game for weeks now, and I've come to the conclusion. Now, I want to tell your listeners this, and I'm turning it to V for Vendetta. If you want to blame anybody, you got to look in the mirror, dear listeners. We need to do something, and we need to shut down this country. We need to shut down the economy until Trump, who is a Russian asset with a code name of Krasnov, he's thrown over our country. He needs to get out and take his money, monsters with him. Look, these money monsters eat money. They breathe money. And without money, they die. And we are their food source. So we as people need to go to Washington. And just like we had with COVID, we need a greed lockdown or a money lockdown, whatever you want to call it. We have to shut down as much money changing as we can until these monsters leave our government.
So how do you suggest that we do that, Nancy?
We need to limit what we buy just by the
everybody stops engaging in economic activity. In France, you got, 87% unionization. So the unions get together and they say, okay, we're going to declare a national strike. Same thing in Germany, the same thing in Sweden. We have in the private sector 11% union density, and many of these unions are scared to death of getting actively involved in anything. How are you going to get enough Americans to stop buying something for a long enough period of time? I mean, there's that one day thing last week or 2 weeks ago, and it had absolutely no effect because the next day people just bought twice as much stuff. How are you going to do this for a long enough period of time to have an impact? I have not heard anybody actually give a reasonable, an answer to that question. I don't think there is an answer to that question.
I think there is. I mean, for thing, I think it needs, so if you reduce what you buy.
No. How do you reach, you're going to have to reach at least 100 million people to do this. How are you going to do that?
Oh, at least. By saying on April 5th, it starts.
Saying how? To whom? Where?
To go to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
I want to see if...
Calling my show, I mean, you might reach a million people, but that's A, nowhere close to what it's going to take, and B, not everybody's going to comply. I just, we don't have the infrastructure in this country because the Republicans have suppressed unions so successfully for so many years to pull this kind of thing off. I do think, though, Nancy, I agree with your sentiment, that we need to get everybody into the streets right now. That is something that will be a hell of a lot easier, and I think it will actually have more impact. Nancy,
you're
thanks for the call.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The last time we had a national boycott that had any impact was grapes back in the 60s, and it actually, there was not an actual boycott. It was more of a moral force.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. We used to 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom, and hello, Louise. I know she's listening. Hey, Tom, I just had a kind of a similarity to what Churchill was facing and what you're trying to do, too. He, just really quickly, the parliament, or I should say the prime minister at the time in 1935 was Samuel Baldwin, and he wasn't getting the idea that Hitler was actually rearming it. And Winston decided that he must become an engineer, at any rate, a conductor or a stoker. That's kind of what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. But if you don't mind, it does work. I have six lines that I can read really quickly. Okay, it was Churchill learned it when he was a schoolboy in the 1883 issue of Punch in England. Here's the six lines. Who's in charge of the clattering trains? The axles creak and the coupling strain. The pace is hot and the points are near, and sleep has deadened the driver's ear, and the signals flash through the night in vain, for death is in charge of this clattering train. So I just wanted to kind of end
Did the Churchill day write that, are you saying?
No, he read that and memorized it. It was in the 1883 issue of Punch.
Oh, yeah, okay. You said that, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fascinating. Right. Fascinating. So, in other words, you're saying that we need to be ringing the alarm bell the way Churchill was back in the 30s.
Exactly. Yeah, no,
I completely agree with you, Carol. I completely agree. Well said. Carol, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
I didn't hear every single word that you had with your guest from the post office, but we first of all have to remind everybody that the post office is outlined in Article 1, Section 8, which is the expressed enumerated powers of Congress. I don't know if that was mentioned, but Donald Trump and Elon Musk have absolutely no authority to privatize it. The first thing we have to do, Tom, is start talking about in terms of the Constitution. This is what's going to save us. None of what Donald Trump is doing is constitutional. And I will cite two cases. The first one, Youngstown Sheet and Tool versus Sawyer, when when President Truman tried to take executive powers. This was in a time of war. This is the Korean War. That's the reason. And tried to take a possession of the Youngstown Sheet Metal Company. And the court ruled that the only powers that the president has are what are either expressly or implicitly outlined in the Constitution or laws that the Congress has previously passed. And the Congress never passed any laws.
Which kind of contradicts John Roberts' ruling that Trump is immune from prosecution.
We're not talking about prosecuting. We're talking about his.
My point is that, you know, Supreme Court precedents, you know, we can talk about them all day long, but I think they're now officially irrelevant.
Well, then we are screwed.
Yeah.
Because the other one is that all of this, all of what they're doing was also overturned in the New York City versus Clinton in 1996, and that was about the line item veto.
Yep.
It was a violation of the presentment clause of the
I remember
on Section 7.
If the conservatives on the Supreme Court, and particularly John Roberts, had any concerns about what Trump is doing right now, they would have accepted any one of a dozen or more cases that have been presented to them that could have shut down any of this stuff, and they haven't. They haven't granted cert to one case, to the best of my knowledge, and unless you know something I don't.
Well, there may also be, in these cases, especially in the Clinton case in 96, the Congress passed the law.
But that was a different court.
Congress passed the law, but then they said that Congress didn't have standing to contest it, and it was private entities that did. You know, you look at this. I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday who's he's retiring as an R&D chemist at a company he's been at for about 33 years. And he just said, I submitted my last patent, but fat chance of it going through because he says, I submitted the patent to the patent office, but I also have to submit, because it's chemistry, I have to submit my information to the EPA. Fat chance it's going to get reviewed, see? If the EPA shut down, what they're doing is they're ripping off people's livelihood.
Yep.
You can't just shut down the EPA. The EPA is part of getting these patents for somebody who's like a chemist.
Yep.
And so if all of this is a violation of the presentment clause, then, and that's what, see, this is why it's not truly a constitutional crisis, because Congress has not weighed in, but the courts have also, Congress may not abdicate its powers to the president. In fact, that's what this is all about. If you talk about getting rid of the, regulatory agencies, the original theory was that Congress, unconstitutional delegation of congressional power. Well, right. Then if that's the case, if that's what Trump is going on, they sure as hell can't take enumerated
powers.
Well,
I get your logic, Paul, but, you know, look at what they just did with the Chevron deference. Paul, I got to run. Thank you for the call. It's always good to hear from you. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. Indivisible.org, 5050.1, O-N-E. A lot of great work being done out there that we can participate with. Reach out to your member of Congress, 202-224-3121. Tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you on the other side.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Attention tax accountants, tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in mere seconds? Well, you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at bluej.com/startnow. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to
511-511. You're listening to The Eagle. WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little bit of a spring break, but we got a very special best of episode for you. And look forward to John and Gordy in the seat for the Maggie Dawn Show next week.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Earl Ingram.
Do you live your life in fear, man? Republicans continue to lead people to believe the boogeyman's coming to get you. It's those immigrants. It's people of color. They're coming to get your babies. Never mind. You live in River Hills, where there's very little crime, if any. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. And yet, people buy into that foolishness.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump signing an executive order Thursday to start dismantling the Department of Education. Elon Musk is reportedly set to receive a top-secret Pentagon briefing Friday on U.S. military plans in the event of a war with China. Sources tell the New York Times that the extraordinary access will include details on U.S. strategy and potential Chinese targets. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth denying the report, saying the meeting with Musk will be about innovation, efficiencies, and smarter production. Meanwhile, a federal judge has blocked Musk and his team from accessing Social Security records containing the sensitive and private information of millions of Americans. Add a travel warning if you're going overseas. According to its website, London Heathrow Airport is closed until 11:59 p.m. on March 21st due to a fire at an electrical substation supplying the airport that's caused a significant power outage. This is ABC News. A new recall.